Talk Live. And we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. As always, you're invited to call in, bring up whatever you want. We started the show out with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org talking about reaching out to Christians and trying to get them to realize that they have forgotten their way when it comes to this whole golden rule thing. They were booing Ron Paul. Some Christians were, not all of them, but some Christians booed Ron Paul when he was talking about the golden rule as how it should apply to foreign policy. And the idea that a Christian who supposedly believes in the teachings of Jesus could possibly boo the golden rule is pretty shocking and absurd, and it needs to be corrected. And so Jim Babka is working on that over at DownsizedDC.org. You can comment on that, which led into a discussion about the flag, worship of idols, which, Mark, you suggest that the flag is an idol, and pledging to it is worshiping that idol. But even aside from the religious component of it, it's just creepy. You know, the idea that people are supposedly, we had somebody just call in a moment ago saying, well, to him, when he's pledging, he feels like he's pledging allegiance to the ideals of the country.
Yeah, I think that that's what a lot of people believe.
Individual rights and freedom and all that. But why would
the verbiage of the pledge itself doesn't, it belies that, though.
Well, right, and the way the pledge is given is also kind of creepy. Like, you know, it's people chanting, basically. They're chanting this this indoctrination that was written by a national socialist or a Christian socialist, Francis Bellamy, back in the late 1800s. As you pointed out, Mark, he was a flag salesman. So it's
A fascist flag salesman is the guy who came up with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, and so you're celebrating individual rights by chanting in unison with a group of people. Seems kind of counterintuitive. 855-450-FREE. And the fact is, you know, chanting is a brainwashing technique. You look at cults, for instance, and the way they brainwash people, just chant the same things over and over again. And if you chant with a bunch of other people, maybe you can tell yourself it means something to you, but ultimately there's a message that's being pounded into the skulls of the youth of America without their consent, without their knowledge and true understanding of what it's all about. And the Pledge of Allegiance ultimately is about indoctrinating people in America at a very young age, which is when the best time is to indoctrinate them, with the ideals that the state is good and that we need the state and that we should be somehow allied with it, that we somehow should have allegiance to the state. When in point of fact, the idea of the state is one of the most detrimental concepts that mankind has ever encountered. Like, now that the idea of chattel slavery is finally gone and done with, at least from our society, we are dealing with the idea of the state as the next great evil that mankind has to overcome. And the Pledge of Allegiance just gets in the way, and it makes it very difficult to eliminate the idea of the state in people's minds because, well, they tell themselves it's always been that way, and this is the way it must be. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number, so whether you want to talk about idols, whether you want to talk about the state as a religion, or you can bring up anything you want, 1-855-450-FREE is the number. Let's continue with your calls. Mike is in Montgomery, Alabama, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just wanted to state a couple of things here. First off, you know, we talk about secession and the thought process that will bring about another civil war. My posit on that is that the First Civil War was truly started by a despotic president that did not want to lose his financial base, which was
It
was all basically down to. And
So just to expound on that a little bit.
We need to back that statement up because everybody who's listening, the vast majority of people who are listening, believe the Civil War was fought over slavery. And there's no doubt that slavery is inexorably linked to the fighting of the Civil War. However, Lincoln, if you just read his inaugural addresses, was no friend of the black person. He believed them to be inferior. He didn't want freedom for them. What he wanted was preservation of the Union.
Power. He wanted to keep that power.
Yeah, he wanted to keep that power. I mean, the South seceded because of high taxes on their raw goods, you know, specifically mm-hmm. cotton.
Sure.
And actually, prior to the firing on Fort Sumner, the South was actually supplying the troops that were living there, were quartered there, with all of their necessities, they removed them, not forcibly, but they extricated them from the fort before they actually fired upon it. The only casualty that occurred was one Union soldier slipped and fell on the gangplank and broke his leg. The whole thing was a farce.
I don't know about that part of the story. I mean, I haven't reached that. I think it's very interesting. But you said that the reason the South seceded was over taxes. And I'm not saying that wasn't part of the issue. But four of the states specifically mentioned slavery in their documents with which they seceded. So I mean, we cannot. In all honesty, we have to be very clear when talking. This is a loaded issue, and you need to talk about it in a very honest way. Yes, taxes were a huge part, but slavery was a big part too.
Oh, I'm not denying the level of slavery as part of the reasoning. I know that was part of the reasoning. I'm not discounting that, and they were incorrect in doing that. Even as a person from the South, I don't think slavery was correct, and it's a shameful part of our
heritage. I can't imagine too many people in the South think that now.
Well, the interesting thing is, in the rest of the world, slavery in most places was eliminated without national bloodshed.
Yeah, they didn't need that.
So the Civil War did not need to happen to end slavery. Slavery would have ended on its own anyway through natural market processes of competition for work. And just the natural progression of the way things tend to go, and that is that working conditions get better over time, and et cetera.
Oh yes. And as far as pledging allegiance to the flag, I refuse to do it. In fact, I've gone so far as to, if I'm listening to a sporting event on the radio, the minute they start talking about pledging allegiance or actually the national anthem, I just turn the channel until I know it's done and over with and come back.
I heard you, Mike.
Because I'm not going to support this evil that we have in that 10 square miles that we call Washington, D.C., in any form.
I'm with you, brother. So I take it in that case you would agree with me that it's time to start talking about peaceful secession again, yes?
Oh yes, I mean we definitely. I think the whole idea of splitting back up into 50 states, and you have to understand the verbiage of the 1700s, a state meant country. So separating ourselves back into the 50 separate countries that we should be, is a good thing.
Thank you for the call tonight, Mike. I'm with you, and I appreciate that sentiment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Let's continue with Chris, listening to WSJM in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live in Benton Harbor.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to, somebody had brought up the point of, people joining up in the military because they didn't have jobs. Well, I did that very thing. I joined up because there were no jobs. I couldn't find work anywhere. So I joined. And, I wrecked my body doing it.
How did your body, how was your body wrecked?
Oh, I was already old. I wasn't no young kid when I did it. I was already fairly well along in years when I did it.
How old were you? I mean, how old will they take somebody in the military?
I was 36.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was old. Anyway,
well, they had expanded. Didn't they expand the range, like the age range at which you can sign up for the military?
Yeah, they went up for a little bit during the conflict, and they've since brought it back down, as near as I understand. But
all the convicts they have, I just don't understand why they don't do a Dirty Dozen thing. I mean,
actually, didn't we see a report that there was a judge that was allowing people who were convicted to get out of a sentence by joining the military?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Back in the day, I remember hearing my dad told me this. They'd say, you get in front of a judge, they'd say, boy, you got two choices. You can join the military or you can go to jail.
I'll take jail personally. Hey, Chris, hang on. We'll bring you back. I know you had another comment you wanted to make. Probably had more to tell us about your experience with the military. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U. Economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com, so head over there and enjoy all that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer, digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. They're an online digital currency. They are cash for the internet. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins you can hold in your hands, but can also be transferred back into their normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
Let's go back to Chris listening to WSJM FM in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were calling to tell us about your experience with the military, so go ahead.
My experience was brief. I actually went down to training. But I got to tell you, you know, I made a pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not necessarily the flag. So I tell you what, I thoroughly believe in that pledge that I made, and am willing to do that. I don't, however, believe that members of Congress and the President himself take their pledge seriously, take their oath seriously, because they all made that oath too.
That's right.
They seem more like enemies domestic to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of the people in the military should be protecting us from them, but unfortunately it doesn't tend to work out that way.
You'd be surprised how many in the military would like to.
You know, I've heard that, and it makes me interested. We were talking here locally about advertising the Free State Project or Shire Society, the idea of moving people who love liberty all together into the same place, advertising it in like a military magazine that goes out to the troops to kind of give them an answer for what they can do when they get out. Because I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people there that are really upset with what they're being told to do. And if you look at the contributions to the Ron Paul campaign from inside the military, I believe. The current claim is that Ron Paul gets more contributions dollar for dollar, like in dollars, than every other Republican candidate combined from the military.
And more than
that, too. Yeah, I've heard that, too, that they do. And that doesn't surprise me at all, really, because, I mean, these people, they did. They made that pledge, and they seriously made that pledge, and they came in with the intention of defending this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and defending, and supporting the Constitution as well. You know,
Chris, have you heard of Oath Keepers?
Yeah, I have, and I thought about joining up.
Definitely something worth looking at. Oath Keepers, as I understand it, is a group of military and police, who former and current, I believe, who take their oaths seriously to the Constitution and who are basically, you know, pledging to say, if I'm given something that I consider an unconstitutional order, like, say, to go around to collect weapons from people, that kind of thing, then I will refuse to obey it. And I think that's a cool idea, and I'm glad to hear that you are already aware of it. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the signal.
That's what we need from the people that sign up to protect us, is we need people that are going to stick by that oath.
Bill is on the line listening to Jackson, Mississippi's WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's
this is not what I called about, but looks like Ron Paul is doing pretty good with the Nevada tonight.
Yeah, I was looking earlier, and he was, he was at 30% last I looked.
Wow. Now, what's that percentage reporting there?
I'm just getting another report here. He's now at 22%. When you're under 10%, it's 7.5% reporting.
Gotcha.
It can be very fluid.
Now, was all of Nevada today? Because I know Maine is spread across, like, several days.
Maine's all of Nevada's today.
Okay, got it.
And what I'd call about was looking at the freedoms. We only have to go back into the 20th century to see a severe loss of freedom on a local level. Everywhere you went, there was a boss hog. And we were under the padrone system, that there was some power that be behind the scenes that controlled the government and including judges and everything. And, of course, now there's so much coming forth within the last decade or so. It's like the most criminal patron that we've ever had to suffer through was down in Texas with LBJ and Ed Clark, who there's so much evidence and proof now that Johnson was behind the assassination of JFK. And the government covered it up, and all you have to do is do a search, an internet search on American coup, and there's a little YouTube video that you can see. It takes about 10 minutes. And it was just—it's shocking.
Well, didn't somebody come out on their deathbed recently, Bill, like a couple of years ago, and basically somebody who was connected back then, and they said, yeah, you know, essentially it was a CIA or something like that, as far as the Kennedys. Like, there was some damning information that came out, but it just barely got reported on, and nobody really even, you know, noticed.
Oh yes, well, of course, Barr McClellan has the book, And, of course, he was in the law firm that represented LBJ while he was in office and until he died. Now, Bob McClellan was in that firm for about 11 years, and he was able to garner so much information, and he went out and he's been involved in a proof. He came out with a book in 2003, the hardcover book of Blood, Money, and Power by Bob McClellan. I've read it twice through. There's no question about it. You read that book, and it will change your opinion if you have any doubts about it.
Well, I wonder if anybody has an opinion on this, though. I mean, you know, I just wonder whether this is relevant information to the average American. I kind of feel like they just don't care.
Well, I think plenty of people already have an opinion about the assassination of Kennedy, and I think that a lot of people believe it was the government that was behind it. But ultimately, it doesn't change how they behave today. You know, maybe they tell themselves that, well, that was then, this is now, the government's more honest now. I mean, there's still a bunch of criminals and thugs and liars in there, and really, I don't know how we can end up disabusing people. On one hand, they seem to understand that the government's full of criminals. Yet on the other hand, they keep doing what they're told by those criminals. So at what point, like, how far do the criminals have to push you before you finally tell them, no, I'm not going to give you my wallet?
Exactly. And look at the damage that we've suffered under for the past 50 years. Well, the Vietnam War would have not occurred had Kennedy stayed as president. There's no question. He was pulling back the advisors as, you know, as he was assassinated.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Often I find people that are purporting conspiracy theories, and I don't think that that's – I don't have an opinion. I don't know. I don't think there's any way to know. But often you find there's that underlying reason that they believe it. And, you know, the Vietnam War wouldn't have occurred if Kennedy hadn't been assassinated. So, therefore, we need to come up with a conspiracy theory about who did it and why.
Let's talk to Lisa, listening in South Dakota's Rapid City to KOTA. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, great, Lisa. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I have a real problem, I guess, with the statutory rape laws as they stand. We have 17 and 18-year-old boys dating, you know, 15-year-old girls. These individuals, teenagers, they decide they have a relationship, and as teenagers, they decide to have sex. Well, then
they end up in prison for it. Lisa, hang on. We'll bring you back. You can share the rest of your thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. I don't think teenagers should be put in jail for having consensual activities between the two of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. By the way, we do this thing live 7 nights per week. So if for some reason you don't get on the air tonight, no problem. Mark hosts the Sunday show.
That's right.
You can tune into that tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Many of you, some of you will get it on your local talk radio stations. Some of you will not. If you don't get Free Talk Live every single night of the week on your local talk radio station, give them a call. Talk to the program director. Tell them thanks for airing what Free Talk Live that they do air, and ask them real nicely to air some more Free Talk Live. Or, worst case, your local station doesn't have Free Talk Live at all, in which case call and ask nicely to get some Free Talk Live on the air. It's pretty easy to do, and local program directors usually appreciate hearing positive compliments from people and requests and such.
Indeed.
So, if you want tips on how to do that, you can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. It'll give you some suggestions and hints on how to get in touch with your local talk radio stations. So our number here is 855-450-FREE. And coming up 3 weeks from today, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Something we don't – I mean – well, obviously, we're always broadcasting live, but live and in person at a place that is not our regular studio. We will be in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is, by the way, a very nice hotel.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And we will be doing what we do every year, pretty much, and that is going to the Liberty Forum and broadcasting from that event. The Liberty Forum is your chance to be part of probably one of the world's largest liberty gatherings. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are going to be in the same place. They will be talking about various different things. There will be panel discussions. There will be speakers, people like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. Peter Schiff, the world-renowned investment advisor, he's going to be there. Carlos Miller, we've been talking about him from Photography is Not a Crime, just recently arrested in Miami for the terrible crime of being the media. He's going to be there to talk about, likely, photography not being supposed to not be a crime. And Jody Emery is going to be there from Cannabis Culture Magazine. So a variety of different subjects will be covered. You'll have the chance to meet hundreds of different liberty-minded people. There'll be luncheons and banquet dinners. I believe there's going to be an icebreaker on Thursday evening. I believe that has been confirmed, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
and so much more. There's a state house tour, a gun shoot, activities all day long, even maybe some civil disobedience going to happen at out at a nearby park, maybe a trip to Manchester Airport to protest for Don't Strip Our Rights. But there's just going to be a lot happening, and you should be a part of it. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, at least if you love liberty, and use coupon code FTL2012 to get signed up to save 10%. freestateproject.org/libertyforum, coupon code FTL2012. As we continue here, we still have Lisa with us listening to KOTA in Rapid City, South Dakota. You had called with some concerns about the statutory rape laws, and we didn't have a chance to really get to your thoughts, so go ahead, Lisa.
Well, you know, I mean, we're actually going through this process right now, and I think that parents and young men need to be very aware of this. You know, our son was actually dating a girl who told us that she was 17. Mm-hmm. Comes to find out she's not. They have sex. My son is actually sitting in jail right now, being charged with these. He's looking at prison time.
How old was she?
The girl was 14. Mm. Our son was 17 when they started dating. You know, the thing about it is it doesn't matter, I guess. It doesn't matter if she was 17, or if she was 15, he was 17. The 16 is the consensual age.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these girls don't look their age. They're,
nope.
They're going around and they're, you know, making our boys, and I'm not saying it's all the girls' fault, but I'm saying
if they're telling lies, it's their fault.
Well, but it takes two, right? I mean, it takes two
yes,
to have sex unless it actually is rape, which is why I think statutory rape is an insult to real rape victims. I mean,
yes,
real rape is where you say no and it happens anyway. Statutory yes. rape is where both parties say yes and then one party gets charged with, like you're saying, what's probably a felony. He's looking at prison time.
Yes, he is. And also that, he's looking at being on the sex offender registry for the rest,
sure.
of,
rest
his
of his
life.
Life. Yep.
Yep.
And so, you know, I mean, our young boys are coming out of this system. I mean, they can't even get on with their lives because,
nope.
you know, they've got these charges against them. You know, they can't fish. They can't hunt. The girls go on with their lives.
You can't do anything as a sex offender in a lot of places. You have to tell them wherever you are going to be, wherever you move
yep.
to, and in many cases you can't even move to certain places because in a lot of areas, I don't know if it's like this in South Dakota, but in a lot of areas they have these certain areas that you can't be in, like if it's near a playground or a church or something like that. You can't live within 1,000 feet of these things, and so you start drawing concentric circles around all the different playgrounds and schools and such in the area, and turns out there's only one trailer park that's like halfway outside of town that all these people, the only place that all the sex offenders can live. So then what do you end up doing? You put all the sex offenders in the same trailer park outside of town, and that's not a good idea.
Well, and not only that, like when I think of a sex offender, I'm thinking of a man or woman who is preying on our little kids.
Right.
This
that's what people
totally
think
rendering the sex offender list invalid.
Yeah.
Because these are 17, 18, 19-year-old boys who are in their youth. They are dating, you know, 15, 16-year-old girls, and then they're the ones who are
the same thing,
being
by
charged.
The way, that has happened since time immemorial. I mean, we pointed out before on this show that wasn't it Elvis's girlfriend was like 13 or
yeah,
something
like that,
Priscilla?
Right.
And let's see, other people, Loretta Lynn, mm-hmm. I believe, right? Well, she was 13 or
yep.
something when she met her husband?
Yeah,
well, if
married.
You live in Salt Lake City, I guess you can marry if you're 12 and 13 years old, so...
That would need parental consent. I don't know what the... I wouldn't propose to know what the rules are in Salt Lake City.
In many places, you
I
can marry
either,
at a fairly.
But I'm just saying, you know.
Right, in many places, you can marry at a fairly young age at with parental consent.
Well, there are people. Here's a fact. There are people, the Native American peoples inside the United States, that are marrying at very young ages. There are people who are involved in, you know, the sort of fringe religious groups that are marrying at young ages, and
right.
that's happening right here in the United States, and somehow. Or another, the cradle of civilization isn't crashing in on our heads.
Right.
I mean, I knew a girl that got married at 14 years old in Florida with her parents' consent to a guy, and, you know, I mean, they had a kid and a wife, and things were going along fine. I mean, you know, none of us are superstars here, you know, but her life was fine.
Are teenagers going to make poor choices? Yes, inevitably they
yes.
will, as everyone will at any point in their lives make poor choices, and ultimately having sex will lead to things happening to you, like babies and sexually transmitted diseases and stuff. stuff like that. So I think just having sex on its own has enough consequences to where people can learn some pretty serious lessons. You don't need to be putting somebody in a prison cell because of this. And as you found out, Lisa, the hard way, this is happening to people all across the country. There are teenage boys that are being put in prison cells. And, you know, not just even teenage boys, also, you know, males in their early 20s, just for having sex with a 17-year-old girl or something like that, who, again, masqueraded as someone who is older. I'm curious, how did all this end up coming out? Did she end up snitching? Did her parents find out? What happened?
No, actually, her mom, who is 38, started dating a younger, quite younger man in his early 20s. And he is the one who reported it. And so, you know, that was kind of a weird situation anyway, because it's like, okay, so you got a young 20-year-old dating a 38-year-old woman, but was he interested in this young girl? Is that why he went and reported it? And the bad thing about it is this, you know, once it's reported, even if the parent was to go in and say, hey, you know what, we like this kid, he's a great kid, we don't mind, it doesn't matter.
You
because
can't stop
now
it.
It's in the state's hands.
Yep.
The state is going to prosecute.
I'm so sorry that you're going through this. This is horrible. It's horrible.
It really is. And, you know, our kid is, our son is a great kid. I mean, he's got the hugest heart. And now we have to go and visit him in the Pennington County Jail because, you know, someone decided to say, hey, you know what? Even though she's posing as a 17-year-old and running around in shirts and clothes that she should not be and looking like she's 20, you know, he's at fault, and we're sending him to prison for 15 years. I mean,
right, and
ridiculous.
They probably don't even need her to testify, right? Because they can just bring these charges without anyone in the family's consent.
Right.
So I wonder what...
Yep, it's in the safe hands.
I wonder how easy it is for them to get a conviction if the so-called victim won't testify. I would hope that she won't.
It's a cut-and-dry case. They don't have to... All that needs to happen is the boy needs to admit that he did have sex
with
the girl.
Did he admit it?
Yes, he did, because
our
kid is an honest kid.
Keep your mouth shut when it comes to talking. When it comes to talking to the police, you cannot benefit from answering their questions. I know, I'm telling everyone else listening. Thank you, Lisa. Let us know what happens, will you?
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts if you're on hold. If you're not on hold, I should not give you the number because we're pretty loaded up with people that do want to get on the air. But if you don't get on tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights a week. You can always join us if you don't get us locally at freetalklive.com. And, of course, there are many features on freetalklive.com, and we give them all away. But if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, and we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more Internet listeners on board as well. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, chat, the AmpOnly forum, and more. Go and get set up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and to your thoughts. Let's talk to Sherry, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Sherry.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to a caller that you had a little bit ago, and when you were talking about slavery and how the Civil War wasn't really necessary, that the open market would have taken care of the workers' rights in the workplace. And I'd like to get your take on whether or not unions were then necessary, which came into play to get rid of sweatshops and child labor, and then the advent of the Civil Rights Movement.
What does the civil rights movement have to do with unions? I'm trying to help me with that.
Well, it seems to be tied perhaps to the same principle. The unions came in as an organized way of getting rid of something, and then the civil rights movement came in as an organized way of making something better for another class of people or a different type of people.
Are you just asking for our opinions on unions? Because I support unions being – people should be able to form a union if they want. The problem comes in when government grants one group or another privileges over another group. So whether it's the government granting the union a privilege or the government granting the business owner a privilege, it's when the government uses its force to sway a situation or a dispute within a company, that's when I have a problem. So I have no problem with people organizing for their own benefit.
So pro-union, but you do not feel that the civil rights movement was necessary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, no. Well, the civil rights movement was, for goodness sakes, these people put their lives on the line in order to get more rights. We're saying that people should be able to organize peacefully, in any way they want.
Yeah, I fully support Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and everybody else that acted in a peaceful manner in order to...
But you also said that you were against the government putting one person, using their authority to put one people ahead of another person.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
And but that is what people feel is wrong with the civil rights movement. But it made a way for blacks in some respects and women and others to get into places that they wouldn't without the government's intercession.
I see what you're saying. So, for instance, you're suggesting that the civil rights movement might have forced a business owner to allow people into his business that he didn't want there?
Right.
I would agree with that point, that I think business owners who are scumbags and bigots should be free to be scumbags and bigots, so I can out them and talk about them publicly and let everybody know that they shouldn't go to those businesses. Ultimately, I don't want to patronize a business that is being run by a bigot because I don't much appreciate those people. And I don't think that forcing people to do something against their interest, to do something against their will, is the right way to encourage people to change their minds. I don't think that I don't think people are going to change their minds about their whatever bigotry they might have inherited from their parents, for instance, because they're forced to. They're going to change their minds because other people are going to maybe ostracize them or tell them how they feel about them, and maybe they'll change their minds through persuasion. But I don't tend to think that force is the answer. Do you?
I did not, and I'm glad to get your take on it, to hear your opinion. And the last thing is, I'd like to know where I can read more about your way of life, because I just started listening to you guys on the radio, and it's just been in the past few days.
Well, welcome, Sherry. I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you're open-minded and interested, and you're asking good questions, and I appreciate them. As far as reading is concerned, I'd recommend that you visit book.freetalklive.com. That's book.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll have access to a few different books, actually, and one of them is my favorite, which is Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart, and I think you'll find that a very interesting piece. It's available for free. When you go to book.freetalklive.com, you can download it in audiobook form, you can download it in PDF form, in EPUB or a Kindle form, so there are plenty of different ways to get that, and it's totally free over at book.freetalklive.com. And if you're brand new to the show, stick with us, because we're on there, thankfully, in Indy 6 nights a week. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck getting through all the traffic out there this weekend. So here we go. We continue with you and your calls, as we've got Greg on the line listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. Greg, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to go back to something that someone was talking about, the Kennedy assassination. I'm not a believer in conspiracies. I know what happened at the World Trade Center. They weren't grown up. They really came down. But I went into the military in 82, spent a few years there. I'm retired now from the military, former law enforcement here locally in Charleston. And I've learned a lot over the years about munitions, you know, even being in the war, to be able to learn in which direction projectiles are coming from based on if you see some of your fellow soldiers getting hit and that kind of thing. And back in the mid-90s, I got the first chance, you know, to really look at the Zapruder film. There is no way, based on all of the knowledge that I have, again, on projectiles, on munitions, that the fatal shot came from the back when the president's head goes to the left and back. I've never been able to understand it. At one point I did try to look at the Warren Commission, tried to read it, you know, once Internet was flowing and that kind of thing, and I've never really, you know, continued to pursue it because they say Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter. But it is impossible, based on the knowledge that I have, that that shot came from the rear.
Now, that doesn't allow you to draw any conclusions about what really happened. It just you believe that the official story isn't true.
The official story can't be true. And again, I don't know Grassy Knolls from on the bridge. I don't know whether Johnson, Cubans, or whatever the case may be, but I can get munition experts that trained me that will tell you there is no way the body is going to move in that direction if that shot you're saying came from the rear. If you notice the first shot, when he grabs his throat, he goes in the proper direction. He goes in the direction in which the projectile came from. He goes forward. He grabs his throat. The next shot that was actually the fatal shot, he goes towards Jackie and towards the back of the car. I don't see how it is. You know, I don't want to create no controversy here in America, but it doesn't jive.
Greg, thanks for the call, and I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Let's get to Steve on the line in Seattle. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, just real quick, this isn't a big earth-shattering thing. It's a weird thing. We live next door to a judge.
Oh, God,
and,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, and he's a terrible judge, too. He's a ba- ba- a mainstream Republican. And this was a few months ago. I was trying to find the video to post it online, but I can't find it. But they opened up a homeless shelter in another part of the city, and they sort of sprung it on the neighborhood. In other words, they got all the permits sort of in secret, and they didn't let the neighborhood know that this homeless shelter was going to open until
surprise!
That very morning.
Yeah, no.
And so, surprise, we got a homeless shelter. So
yeah, neighborhoods tend to really hate that.
Right. Well, they sent the news crews down to interview people. You know how they do on both sides. Well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And they stuck the microphone in one man's face, and it said, Robert, local resident. And he was enraged. He said, you know, they put this right in our neighborhood here. We haven't had time to contest it. And I'm looking at this, and my wife and I look at each other and said, that's our neighbor, the judge. He had to get in his car and drive 45 minutes to go down and get on TV to pretend that he lived in that neighborhood so that he could complain about this. And he was wearing these big Yoko Ono sunglasses to sort of disguise his identity. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean,
bizarre.
It's not really an earth-shattering story, but that's just lunacy, man.
Very strange, Steve. Thanks for the call. Short on time. Enough time for Bobby for the final thoughts for Free Talk Live this evening. Go ahead, Bobby.
How you doing tonight, Ian?
Go, but we got to go quick. All
right. Well, look, I won't be able to get into what I want to discuss tonight. I'll have to do it another time. But
well, we've got tomorrow night's show. It starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. You can always call us right then.
All right. I can do that. And how long have you been on now?
Man, it's been
going
a long
on 10
time.
Years.
This coming up in November will be our 10th full year, so we are into our 9th year at this point, about 9.5 years.
Well,
so, Bobby, call us tomorrow night. If you call right at the top of the show, we'll be able to get you in. You'll be able to tell your whole story, and I appreciate your call tonight. We're out of time for this evening, but that's okay. As I mentioned, we do this thing live 7 nights a week. So tune in tomorrow night, same time, same place, over at freetalklive.com if you can't get us locally. And if you can, call your local talk stations and ask them for every night of Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow. freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.